This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Thank you for listening. Happy hump day. Babies' brains are wired for math. In fact, did you know that identifying shapes is an early form of geometry? More at First Five, California. All right, we're going to start with Celebrity Big Brother. Big Brother. That begins tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS. The celebrity, in quotes, cast includes Miss Columbia from Steve Harvey's Miss America fiasco. She's the one who didn't win.
Yeah.
Right after she thought she had won for a while.
Loser.
Rudy from The Cosby Show, Keisha Knight Pulliam, and Omarosa from President Trump's celebrity, from his apprentice and then his cabinet. So I gotta say my hopes aren't high for this version of Big Brother. I do love Big Brother. I think doing a two-week version with pseudo-celebrities is not really gonna cut it, but I'm in. I'm gonna watch it. I think it starts with a two-hour thing tonight.
It's such a toss-up because when you deal with people who at least have done some TV, you know they're expected to put on a show, but they also might have some idea of themselves that they have a reputation to protect or something.
Right.
So they might be guarded.
Right.
Whereas some of the others, in fact,
they forget the cameras are there and their true colors come out.
Well, I was just going to say, one of the seasons I watched, I couldn't watch anymore.
There the one with the Aryan Nation girl?
Yes.
Yeah. I think her name was Aryan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Over in England, they've been doing Celebrity Big Brother for a long time now, and they do the full season of it. And they get actual celebrities. I feel like this guy's an actual celebrity. Michael Madsen from the Kill Bill movies.
Yes.
And just in general, Michael Madsen's been around. Like, I feel like he's a real actor and...
Yeah.
Like a legitimate celebrity. He's being sued by his former agency. I guess that not only do real celebrities go on the English version of this show, and a lot of them are English celebrities, so I always see the list of names and only recognize a few names usually, and they get people from other countries, clearly. But he made $800,000 to appear in the UK version of it. Like, that was what he got paid even if he didn't win. And the talent agency who made the deal said, yeah, well, we were supposed to get 10% of that. And now we're suing.
Oh.
So we want our stuff. We want our money. And they want to audit his books and do all kinds of crap.
Oh, boy.
But to have Michael Madsen on now, that would be actually kind of...
I thought you were trying to tell me that he will be on.
No,
that's where we were leading.
I know. No, he was on a run of the UK's version of Celebrity Big
Brother. I want to say the first time... I remember. Was he in Reservoir Dogs?
Yes.
That's the first time.
Which guy is he in that? Yeah, I think that's the first time I saw
something.
Him, too.
I don't
But
recall.
he's the worst one. Isn't he the one who does the torture?
Is that
Mr.
Brown?
It's
I know.
Been so
I
long.
Actually was thinking about Reservoir Dogs the other day.
I remember loving the movie. Yeah.
Doesn't someone get strapped to a chair?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that part.
Hurt. I think he's the one doing it, right? Isn't he?
I don't remember that. I wish
is
I could
Tim
tell
Roth
you, yes.
the guy in the chair? Who's the guy in the chair?
I don't remember. That.
We got. You know what? We have to watch
we
it
watch
again.
We should watch it again.
Maybe that should be our homework this weekend. Mm-hmm. Watch Reservoir Dogs again. I'm sure it's on demand.
Right.
Anyway, our version of Big Brother Celebrity. You know what? I don't have the list of celebrities in front of me.
Oh, of all the.
Yeah. Can you pull that up?
Yeah.
Today is the day, you see.
Someone says, I'll never go back to U.S. Big Brother after watching Celebrity Big Brother UK.
Oh.
They were having real discussions about gender, sexuality, race, religion, and age. It was so lovely.
Mm. And ours is really just a bunch of awful people that they put in there hoping they will get drunk
and
bang.
Who they can afford.
No, well, oh, our celebrity one, I you know, pseudo celebrities, but they've never done a celebrity one before. So the only ones we see in America are
the reality,
you know, the random people that are right. that are picked, are cast on the show. And you do get attached to them by the end. I mean, as you find out who they are, and sometimes someone you liked right off the bat, you hate by the end, and vice versa. I always find that I love the show, and I think it's kind of a cool social experiment. But generally speaking, there's never deep conversations about, you know, interesting issues. It's usually okay. more awful things that are revealed
so
about these people.
You mentioned Miss Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say her first name?
I don't know. I don't have
Ariadna.
It here. Ariadna,
Gutierrez,
sure.
maybe. Brandy Glanville, Chuck
oh, right.
Liddell.
Right.
James Maslow.
Who's Oh, he's a Disney guy, right?
It says big time Rush singer and actor.
Oh, so Nickelodeon, I think.
Okay. Keisha Knight Pullman. Marissa Jarrett Winokur, she's a Broadway actress. Mark McGrath.
Oh, she's the chick who did Darn It All. What is it? Not Shampoo. What is the name
oh,
of it?
Oh, Hairspray.
Hairspray.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's
I knew
the main
it was a
girl.
Hair product.
I like her. She's she
I like
seems
her too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark McGrath from
Sugar Ray.
Uh-huh. Meta World Peace.
Oh, right.
Former Vinny, who did he play for?
Well, he played for the Lakers, but his big claim to fame was as Ron Artest. He played for the Pacers. He's the guy who ran into the stands and punched people in the crowd.
Well, he's volatile. That means we might get a show out of him.
Okay.
He is the real, as far as fighting goes, he's not one of those guys who's like, I'll fight you.
Come on, bodyguards,
me.
Black.
Yeah. Yeah. Say,
block
me,
block me.
No,
yeah.
he's
He goes
scary.
For it.
He's scary.
Okay. Omarosa, we mentioned. Ross Matthews, who I'm looking forward to seeing.
Right.
Although people have been texting in how bitchy he is.
Well, we need a little bitch on there.
And Shannon Elizabeth, the actress.
Right.
There you go.
I just got a text. You're right. Michael Madsen chops that guy's ear off. Spoiler alert. Dang it. Or what? I don't only
it's
have one button.
It's a 20-year-old movie, Vinny. Don't worry about it.
And then he dances around him like a psycho. Love it.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Whose text was that?
That was mine. The winner of Celebrity Big Brother UK was a finalist on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
Oh. Wow. Well, anyway, it sounds like their version is better than ours, but, you know, if they were running that on CBS, I guess I'd watch it, but they're not. I'd have to look for it. I wanted to mention one more time that Ed Sheeran has added some dates to his tour. And we're getting one on August 21st. So it's Ed Sheeran at AT&T Park, and the tickets go on sale next Friday, the 16th, at 10 a.m. Body. I'm in love with the shape of you. Okay, it's time for the top 100 songs in the country at this moment. Top 100 songs. At number 100, Maluma. With Nego de Borel. We're going to skip up to number 10. Imagine Dragons' Thunder. Debuting in 9th place. Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton, Say Something.
I like this a lot.
Back in the top 10, up from number 11 last week. Migos, Nicki Minaj, and Cardi B, Motorsport. At number 7, up a place from last week, is Dua Lipa, New Rules. She was on SNL this past weekend. Pretty. Halsey, Bad at Love, number 6. Post Malone featuring 21 Savage, Rockstar, is number 5. It's a former number 1. Another former number 1 is hanging at number 4. Camila Cabello featuring Young Thug, Havana. Bruno Mars and Cardi B, Finesse, is number 3. Number 2 is Ed Sheeran, Perfect. It's the version with Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the actual version that's in second place, right? Like his solo version is... elsewhere?
Yeah, we never heard the one with the opera singer make it anywhere. Remember?
No, that is strange, isn't it?
It just kind of disappeared.
And again, August 21st at AT&T Park, if you want to check out Ed Sheeran. Pretty sure Beyonce's not going to be there, but maybe he'll have a tape of her voice. And number 1 for 2 weeks in a row is Drake, God's Plan. You love this?
No, but it's Drake, so.
But he's got a bridge, so.
It's all that matters.
I don't love Drake, but.
We know.
he seems like a nice enough guy.
But Say Something is a much better song than God's Plan. If there was a song that should have been number 1 this week, it should have been Say Something.
Well, it just debuted.
It will. I have a funny feeling.
I'm sure that'll make it up there. Drake's been on a charitable spree. Just spent thousands of dollars buying groceries for every customer inside a Miami supermarket. He stopped by, they say Drizzy. That's his nickname. Mm. Stopped by Sabor Tropical Supermarket.
You
that's
want
so
that
cool.
name, Vinny?
He is so cool.
That is cool, huh?
Drizzy.
What's up with
Drizzy?
Drizzy
sounds,
I don't know,
not
sounds
good.
Kind of like infectious.
Right. Oh, you got like a Drizzy sore on your arm there.
Don't
Drizzy.
Laugh at that.
I got a Drizzy nose.
It's not funny. Really.
Not funny. Sure. It's not funny.
Vinfro's better that. By far than
yeah.
Drizzy.
What's Drizzy up to? What do you do at the supermarket? Drake.
He went to the Sabor Tropical Supermarket on Tuesday with his entourage and a film crew.
Nice.
He asked the staff to close the doors and so that no one could come running in when they heard that free money was being given out. And everyone inside at that time had their entire carts paid for by Drizzy.
Wow.
About 60 shoppers were inside at that moment. One customer's cart totaled 754. It's a pretty good chance they were standing
loaded
in the liquor aisle and went, oh.
Grab anything.
Oh,
grab those light bulbs.
Yeah, literally pile this thing to the ceiling.
Grab all the batteries.
No, grab
That's
the
what
meat.
I was thinking. You buy batteries if Drake's buying, right?
Yeah. All the big ticket items. Yeah. After covering everybody's bill, he left the store to his name being chanted, Drizzy, 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 Drizzy. This was the third act of generosity from him in less than 48 hours. He also made a donation to a high school and gave a $50,000 scholarship to a University of Miami student.
Well, his PR people are doing a great job.
And they have cameras following him doing all this stuff.
Is he trying to make up for something?
Yeah, what he did.
I'm sure that's going to come out.
What are we going to hear about next week?
He's just
find
rich.
Out how he got that nickname.
Lil Wayne is credited for giving him that name, and you know, they call Lil Wayne Lil Weezy, and Chris Brown, they call him Breezy, and so
Breezy.
Drake, they call him
and Drizzy.
Drizzy.
Should it be Drizzy? Would Drizzy be better than
I think
Drizzy?
Drizzy Drake kind of just rolls off the tongue, and he's cool like that, so he deserves
He is, huh?
He is.
God's plan. God's plan.
Number one. Somebody like that.
God's plan. So there is a new person on the list, well, a new group, I should say, on the list of songs that have reached 1 billion streams on Spotify. It's a pretty rare thing. Drake has one of them. He was the first one to ever cross a billion. One Dance is the song. In May, God's Plan. God's plan. I got a bridge. God's plan for me to have a bridge. December 15th of 2016, that crossed a billion. It was the first.
He is a phenom. That is not good singing.
No, it stinks. The whole song stinks, and yet somehow everyone just can't get enough Drizzy. Hey, Drizzy, some of that over here.
They don't speak for the majority of the country.
Oh, clearly.
That is quite clear.
At all.
We're just confused by it. That's all. We're just remarking on.
You're not sophisticated enough.
Well, there's that. I mean, sure. It's not how I Drizzy at all.
Keep playing it, Brent.
No, we're moving on to the next thing. In 27, all the rest of them, except for two, happened in 2017. So May 19th of 2017, the second song to ever cross the billion mark was The Chainsmokers featuring Halsey, that song Closer.
Oh, that's a great song.
Baby, pull me closer in the backseat. The backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Gonna tattoo on your shoulder. Surprise, Ed Sheeran's on this list a couple times, actually. In June of 2017, Shape of You crossed the million mark. Also in June, Major Lazer, DJ Sneak, and M.O., Lean On, crossed the billion mark.
Oh, that's such a good song.
Is it?
The video's terrible.
Oh, I do know this one.
Buy a gun, someone to lean on.
Justin Bieber also has a few in the top. These are the only songs that have crossed the billion mark streaming on Spotify. Justin Bieber's Sorry did it in November of last year. Yeah. Here's another Ed Sheeran one, Thinking Out Loud, which is an older tune, so it took it a long time, but it finally crossed back just before Christmas. take me into your loving arms. Justin Bieber, Love Yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Just crossed it in January. And the latest song to cross in, and the only, this is the first Spanish language song to reach a billion streams.
The greatest song in the past 10 years.
10 years?
What?
Really?
You don't love Despacito?
I love Despacito.
But in 10 years?
Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber. It just crossed the million streams on Spotify.
Not even the greatest song of the year, much less 10.
What's the greatest song of last year, then, if it's not Despacito?
I don't know, but it's not Despacito.
Yeah, it is.
Jesus.
Despacito. Despacito. Delicious burrito. Despacito. Oh, yeah.
That's Daddy Yankee.
Play this.
Bum, bum.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted us to yell at him. All right, there you go. So that's it. Only 8 songs have ever been streamed more than a billion with a B times on Spotify. Despacito. Kylie Jenner announced the name of her newborn daughter, and it's a good one.
She doesn't read the news much, or she does. I don't understand how this happened.
Maybe she was shutting herself away, you know, because she was pregnant and hiding, and she didn't look at the news. She named her daughter Stormy, which, of course, immediately pops up the name Stormy Daniels.
Right.
She did spell it with an I rather than a Y, but still, the internet was quick to point it out. Someone else said the Kardashian girls seem to be formulating a weather forecast with their kids' names. Courtney has a kid named Rain.
Yes.
R-E-I-G-N.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And someone, the quote goes, "It will be stormy with a chance of rain in the north of Chicago." Go, 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 go. It's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. So
that's
funny.
Actually kind of interesting.
It is. Kind of. So Stormy is the name. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott welcomed their baby girl, I think, Sunday.
How's the happy couple feel about it?
Well,
are they thrilled?
I'm sure. They've been showered with lavish gifts.
Is that right?
Yeah. I guess that the whole family went on a shopping spree at Petit Trésor.
What's that? Okay.
It's a swanky kid, you know, baby store in Beverly Hills.
We should go there for Bryn's Babies event.
One item was a light gray
a
baby alpaca blanket from one of her sisters. It's $580 for a little baby blanket.
Alpaca.
Oh, yeah. Petit Trésor.
Sounds kind of itchy.
That sounds high-end, actually, I think.
You know, it's got pretty stitching around the... I mean, I don't know. I guess they embroidered Stormy on it in black block lettering, so that probably cost $4. I guess that Caitlyn Jenner went in there and dropped about $3,000 on baby stuff. She got two $250 diaper bags, one for Kylie and one for Travis, so, you know, so they have a backup bag and they can have one in each car. I guess she's just assuming they won't be together and they'll each need one. A $1,500 black and white stroller and a $1,000 white rocking sheep made from a real sheep.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the real sheep skin. Mm.
I did like my rocking horse.
Oh, yeah.
My mom still has it.
Did you have the one with
Actually,
the springs?
Actually, I think I have it now. Yes. Oh, my God.
So great.
It's so noisy.
Yeah. Squeakity squeak. Because I loved horses
well,
so much.
And
when I was
because
little,
I would bang the feet and the on both ends. It
Did she get you a rug to put that thing on?
I don't know how that went. I was too young, but I know I loved that thing.
Did you have guns in your hands shooting
that
in the air?
No, I had to hold on because I was going for it. I was burning off that energy.
2018 is the year of everyone in rock retiring from the road. Paul Simon announced it yesterday. Elton John saying he's doing it. And now it looks like Ozzy Osbourne. Well, he announced the North American leg of his farewell tour. It's scheduled to start April 27th in Pennsylvania. Stone Sour is the opening act. It's called the No More Tours 2 Tour. It's ironically named after his original No More Tours tour, which was when... In 1992, he was incorrectly diagnosed with MS and said, "Well, I guess this will be it. So no more tours." And then
right.
He went, "I take it back. It turned out I was misdiagnosed."
I think he'd been getting overdosed by some doctor.
Right, and thought he had MS. So he's not going anywhere anytime soon. He plans to stretch this tour into 2020. And even after that, he says he's not retiring from music. He says, oh, I'm 70-something. He's 69, by the way. I'm 70-something. I've missed my family over the years. I've always been out on the road the whole time with few breaks here and there. It's just time. I'm not retiring from the music business. I'm just not doing world tours anymore. I will be doing gigs. So there you go. It's a wishy-washy way of selling some tickets. Yeah. People are like, well, he is in his 70s. Or so he says. Maybe he is, and we just don't. Lived a lot of long years.
Ozzy.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've been looking up the songs of the year, so I may have a response to the...
What you say is the best song of the last 10 years.
In pop music, anyway.
Right.
Also, I can't believe how many women are watching porn at work. Oh. That is a surprising number.
Research.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should toddlers get their eyebrows waxed?
Probably.
And is it wrong if your daycare does that for you without asking?
Probably.
More after these. Radio.com.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's getting gorgeous out there right now. Beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. Hump day.
It is 7:38, and this part of the show is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. We have a cool thing that's happening this Friday. It's called The Science of Cocktails at the Exploratorium. Science of Cocktails.
Yeah.
They're going to do all these creative drinks. More than a dozen bars are set up, all kinds of live music. They've actually got a DJ, DJ Celeste. And then live music from Tumbledown House. There'll be exploratorium educators and explainers.
Sounds fun. Always,
I know you have a couple drinks and they're trying to explain some science thing to you. Sounds great. Experiment with exhibits that challenge your physical and mental dexterity. And we have a pair of these tickets. If you'd like them, be caller number 9-800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of tickets to Science of Cocktails this Friday at the Exploratorium in San Francisco. It's Pier 15 at Green Street.
This is our last pair.
Oh, this is the final pair? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going to be a super fun event. So if you want to check that out, call us now, 800-400-3697. It's all the genuineness of an In-N-Out burger times two. The In-N-Out double, double, double meat, double cheese, double fresh. Come taste the difference.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For February, check out Jingletown, Oakland's vibrant arts community.
I mean, just the name alone, I'm like, I got to get to Jingletown.
It's super interesting, for sure.
You take me down to Jingletown.
Won't you take me down?
To Jingletown.
Bum, 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 bum. You remember that song, Vinny?
Yeah, don't be done. Go on.
No, that's fine. All, I mean, that's it. You know.
I don't have any more.
I don't really know any words to funky Jingletown.
That's it.
Won't you take me to Jingletown.
Is there another song we're talking about?
Do you know?
I don't know.
You know Funky Town.
Come on,
yeah, you
the
do.
Best song. That's the best song in the last
I was
10 years. What is it from, the 70s?
Oh my God, probably.
Would you take me to?
Who is that? Is that Sister Sledge or
no,
something?
No, I think it's probably like a one hit wonder.
Yeah.
I think it's M.
Oh, I know the song.
Oh, you do?
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's
hear
the beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that beat.
Just play a little bit of this. I'm feeling jingly. Oh, this is better than I remember.
Is it?
Where's the singing?
Oh, it's Lips Inc. L-I-P-P-S. Inc.
Lips Inc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Lips Inc.
And that was 1979.
Oh. Bop, 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 bop.
Talk about it, talk about it, talk about it, talk about it.
Oh, man, my childhood is coming rushing back.
Talk about, talk about moving.
All right. Won't you take me? Get to the Funky Town part.
Where's that part?
It's got to be coming up.
Come
soon.
On, Bryn.
We just want the Funky Town part.
Is this the part? I forget where this is.
A little further.
It's hard to tell.
Oh, here it is.
Take me to... Funky Town. Jingle Town. Won't you take me to Jingle, Jingle Town. Town. There you go, Oakland. We Jingle did just something. Did just solid.
There you go, Jingle Town. That's your new jingle for Jingle Town.
Anyway, everyone, so there you go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Check out Jingle Town, Oakland's vibrant arts community. Mm. Here's what's happening. So Pebble Beach practice rounds are happening right now down in Monterey, but the actual tourney, the Pro-Am, starts tomorrow.
Right.
So that's fun for those of you who still enjoy golf or a golf nap, whatever it is.
Golf, nothing like a golf nap.
Whatever your thing is, there it is.
I just, you know, quiet talking, a little quiet clapping here and there. Just lulls you.
For those of you who like a little more action, the Olympics opening ceremony is tomorrow.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. And Big Brother starts tonight, by the way.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is going to be great.
Also, Sarah and I were in a highly important conference call yesterday.
Oh, yes, we were.
As we saw the news that Josh McDaniels was taking the job with the Indianapolis Colts, and now the news breaks that he is not taking the job with the Indianapolis Colts and will be staying.
You know what that means, though?
As a coach for the Pats. What does that mean?
It means Belichick's going to retire soon.
Oh, you think that that means they said you're...
That is my deduction.
We're holding...
I'm a super sleuth.
To be the heir.
Yeah, that's my Sherlock Holmes.
To the Belichick throne.
That's what I've read.
Well,
at.
I mean, John works for them, so he must have some... He's got some voting rights, right?
Yeah, I'll tell him that that's what I think should happen. Well, you know, a couple years from now. I bet you Tommy and Belichick check out at the same time.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, probably be, you know, a couple more years.
Well, there have been rumors those two don't get along like they used to. They threw Tommy's nutritionist right out of the stadium. You can't have your nutritionist keep an office here in the stadium. Get him
Tom
out.
Tom Brady, though.
Right.
But you guys,
I could do what I want.
I'm Tom Brady.
And that's when him and the coach started butting heads. No Tommy.
Well, I'm glad that guy's staying. I love him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anything about him, but I see him all the time, and he just looks like a burly good time.
Weirdly, I have two different reports. So this is, I guess they're looking at different demographics or different times of day. But Los Angeles was just named the worst city in the world for traffic for the sixth straight year.
Oh.
San Francisco came in at number 3.
Oh, is New York number 2?
New York is number 2. And yet San Francisco... let's see here. Snagged a top spot when they looked at traffic specific to commuting congestion. San Francisco beats LA in commuting congestion. Apparently, Los Angeles has traffic nearly all waking hours.
Right. But it always seems to move. The very brief time I lived in LA, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're in a traffic jam, but you're going 25, 30 miles an hour. You're not just stopped. It was crazy. But here, I feel like there are so many like little pinch points and places that are just, even super early in the morning when we're coming, and I'll be hearing about the backup out of Tracy, or it seems like that is a nightmare over there.
Right.
Sorry for anybody who's living in Tracy and dealing with that.
They say most Bay Area drivers have seen this firsthand, as one can go from San Francisco to Oakland in 15 minutes at night.
Yep.
But the same movement could take 6 times as long at 6 p.m.
Oh, easily.
Oh, I used to, that gal I dated in the East Bay, there were times
you're
when
so
I...
You're so old-fashioned. That's
wanted,
adorable.
What?
That gal,
what?
That's just only my dad. It's cute.
Anyway.
That's the girl who says pocketbook.
Yeah.
Pocketbook, that's what it is.
It's a purse, but okay, you can call it pocketbook.
It could burn on you.
Someone goes, what is Nana in the studio?
Well, I need to get my billfold out of my pocketbook.
There, another one. Jesus.
Anyway, the point is the bridges are a damn bottleneck, and if you try to cross them during certain hours, there's zero hope.
Yeah, you'll never get to see your gal.
You're never getting there on a Friday evening, that's for sure. Mm. Date night's ruined.
Yeah, didn't you turn around one time? You're like halfway there.
Many times I turned around before I could actually get on the bridge because I realized I'm not even on the bridge yet. And I still got a tunnel. She lived in Walnut Creek, so there was still...
And once you get
long
on the bridge, there's no turning around.
Right,
well,
right.
I suppose you could at
the
island.
Well, that was it. I was like, you know what? I'm going back to Ocean Beach, and I'm going to sit there and shiver. Who
Did
cares?
She ever get upset?
No, I mean,
she understood.
Oh God, I mean, what are you gonna do?
Like, you know what? I'll be there you at move 5 in together. Tomorrow morning.
Well, that was one of the things was that it became either I have to come at 3
p.m.
Right, or
just sit outside your house till you get home from work,
or we're just gonna wait and do something Saturday because there's just no way, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, that's the deal. San Francisco is still considered as during traffic time the worst commute in the world. L.A.
It is horrible.
Just all around, around the clock congestion. I was surprised to see this next story completely.
Oh, let's hear it.
85% of women say they watch porn at work. 85%.
I where are they getting this from?
And they say that's way more than the number of men, which clocked in at 59%.
I just don't know anyone who's watching porn at work. I mean,
do know that the act of sleeping with yourself is a lot more conspicuous if you're a man. Like, it's, you can tell someone's handling themselves.
There is a certain movement.
There is much more movement necessary for a man than a lady.
Are you sure the question isn't phrased if you've ever watched porn at work? I mean, I have to say I have watched porn at work, but that's because I work with people who, you know, we talk about porn.
Uh-huh.
Hardcore porn.
18% of people have been caught watching porn at work.
18%?
Been caught.
Well, you dummy. Called a screen minimizer. Everybody knows that.
28% have caught someone else watching.
Ugh, that's worse.
10% watch at least once a day at work. 4% watch multiple times a day at work.
I just can't imagine that 85% of women. I just don't know any women who are like, oh my God, I can't wait to get to work and watch porn.
Yeah, I'm
like,
surprised
no one.
By it.
I would never think to pull up porn at work if it wasn't for conversations that we had on this show.
We don't know young single women.
We don't.
So we don't really know what their habits might be.
Right.
It's interesting. Maybe that is something that has crossed
the
genders.
Gender barrier.
Yeah. Among young people, whereas, you know, older generations, Gen X. What's the next one? Gen Y?
Yeah, I think so. And then millennials?
Yeah. Gen Y, I don't know that they're necessarily doing that either.
I don't know. Porn, though. I always feel like I'm nervous enough to watch. I would never watch it at work, just like trying to hide it from everybody.
Because we have glass doors?
Yeah, that could be part of it. But I just wouldn't. It would never occur to me.
But
even at home, I only
watch
it with
John. Even in the safety of your home, I still don't think. I know my missus well enough to say that she's not watching it. She just doesn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised that she doesn't
burst in on you more.
Well, no, it's clear what I'm up to when the door's shut and the music's playing loud. It's clear what I'm having to get to. And that's just a
boy.
So you do that even when she's home?
Not normally, but listen.
Well, he has to now. I mean, she works from home.
Yeah, that's just I'm.
It's 1 o'clock.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm going upstairs.
I'm going to take myself in hand.
Handle this.
I'm not going to bother you. Do me a favor. Don't bother me. This is embarrassing.
I don't want to tell you what I'm doing. You can deduce.
Anyway, I just don't think that that's happening as much, even at home, for a certain generation. But I don't know anybody that's 23.
I'll have to find some 23-year-olds and ask them. 23-year-old girls, are you watching porn every day? Please call us or text us, 800-400-3697.
Well, our last call out didn't go very well.
I know.
China said no.
We wanted a Chinese person to tell us how to say diamond in Chinese, and no one called us. I was very hurt.
Yeah, well, it was
Chinese listeners.
5:45 in the morning.
We figured it out already, and they figured that, you know, we got it.
Oh.
You know?
No, I think they just didn't want to call. Or maybe there was no one Chinese
maybe
listening,
feel
which
like
actually bums me out hard.
Is too much trouble.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe right. Maybe this is like a Chinese boycott on Hooman.
The state and the Boys and Girls Club of Benton and Franklin counties are investigating claims that toddlers' eyebrows were waxed while in daycare.
Okay.
Alyssa Salgado, 19, said she dropped off her 2-year-old daughter last Thursday morning at daycare operated by the club When she picked the child up later, the patch of skin between the child's eyebrows was red and the hairs had been removed. I guess even at two.
They were like, no unibrow.
She already had a single brow. Salgado's Facebook posts about her daughter had been shared more than 17,000 times and received hundreds of comments. It's wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I actually don't think, I mean, if the kid's unibrow is bothering you as a parent, then fine. I mean, if that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it.
But daycare shouldn't.
I don't think that other people should do things to your kids.
Right.
No.
They don't know who did it. They're saying they're going to investigate the allegations and take them seriously, but they're clueless as to who would have taken that upon themselves.
It's possible the mom waxed it, and then her mom said, oh, my God, did you wax your kid's eyebrows? And she said, no, I think it happened at the daycare. Now it's spun out of control.
Mm.
That's hey. Possible.
We have Rebecca on line one who watches porn at work.
Oh.
Oops, hold on.
Is that her real name?
Rebecca, is this your real
yeah.
name? Oh, hey, Rebecca.
So what porn do you watch, Rebecca?
Well, I do. I'm a fan of the, like the 70s Bush.
Oh, you remind us of somebody we work with.
This is Rebecca.
Rebecca. Oh, is this Rebecca?
Yeah.
No.
Thanks for calling.
Hey. Jesus.
Lena, are you Chinese?
Yes.
Can you please say diamond for us in Chinese?
Jin set.
What?
Wait a minute. Are you speaking Cantonese or Mandarin?
Cantonese.
Oh, because it's different in Mandarin.
Is this right, though?
Hold on.
Sanxi.
I can speak Mandarin, too.
And is that right, Sanxi?
Zhuangzi.
Zhuangzi.
See, she does the exact inflection.
Hey, what's
say
the,
it again
how do you
in
say
Cantonese?
Cantonese, yeah.
Sit in Cantonese. Jin set.
Jin set.
Oh,
Cantonese. I like them both, actually. Well, so we're trying to figure out how to say diamond in Chinese for his for Bryn's baby daughter.
For Bryn's?
Yeah, it's Bryn's baby's daughter's real name.
I think the Mandarin version sounds a little bit more sophisticated.
Is this the English-speaking
that's
friend?
That's very controversial.
It is.
That's
yeah.
a controversial statement she just said.
What'd she say?
She said the Mandarin sounds a little bit more sophisticated.
Ooh.
You know, the Chinatown we have here, the majority of the people speak Cantonese. It's the
Cantonese.
Only one in the country.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
So we have to disagree with you. We're sorry.
We're
we think
Cantonese.
The Cantonese version is
no offense taken. I grew up here, so it's all good.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Oh, she seemed nice.
So what was it again?
I don't know.
Come on!
Does anybody know?
I forget.
Let's just listen back to Zing the tape.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah, I didn't hear you guys mention the Steven Tyler commercial during the Super Bowl and was curious what you thought. I know you mentioned how much you wanted to bone the young Steven Tyler.
Oh, God, he was so beautiful.
He looked good, no?
Well, they reverse. He takes the, was it a Mustang?
No, I think it was like a Hyundai.
Oh, yeah, or a Kia or something.
It was a Kia.
So he drives it backwards. He takes the years off. He gets out and he's young, hot. Steven Tyler, but it was so obviously computer done that I found that a little distracting. I sometimes look up, you know, vintage pictures of him online. Just look at him. It's just, oh, man. Age destroys.
So there was a blog post written about that commercial.
Sing for the tea.
And they said they should have cast James Franco as the young Steven Tyler.
Mm. Oh.
Huh?
They said they should cast.
650 says, pocketbook is an East Coast expression, like sneakers and dungarees. That's true.
Or like Barrett.
Yeah, Barrett. Hey, it turned out that was how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Barrett.
According to somebody from Boston.
No, right. According to the dictionary.com.
Yeah, we don't listen to her all the time.
Don't she? Don't she?
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, goodness gracious. I looked over and it says Game of Thrones right on the top there.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones and Star Wars.
Woo-woo.
Oh, a little something for the nerds after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.